Jeremy, I'm holding front page of the Detroit Free Press. Clinton, Sanders agree, fix Flint's lead problem.
Yeah, big part of last night's Democratic debate, and the debates never stop. Both candidates, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, will appear on a Fox News town hall tonight.
But we're going to start this hour with a top Michigan Republican, Ronna Romney McDaniel. Her grandfather was the former Michigan Governor George Romney. Her uncle is former Massachusetts Governor and presidential candidate Mitt Romney, who, of course, led the establishment attack against Donald Trump last week. Ronna leads the Republican Party here in Michigan. She is party chair. We met up at the fabulous Avalon International Breads Cafe in Detroit. It's just great. Ronna is, like her family, a Mormon. She's also a mom. So I began by asking what it was like to be sitting in that Republican debate last week when Donald Trump discussed his manhood.
Well, I did have my fifth grader in the audience, so he said, "What does that mean?" And I said, "Well, it means big hands, big feet." So it was tough, and yeah, we do want to see the dialogue elevated. I do think that they got to that in the debate. Donald Trump has added a whole different factor than we've ever seen before, but the audience loves it. We have seen the energy around our state, so many crowds coming. It's good for democracy to have so many people engaged.
Yeah, but I have to go back to, you had to lie to your child about what one of your party's candidates said. Yeah, it's bringing a lot of people into the tent, but the tent is mud splattered.
I wish we would be following Reagan's 11th commandment. I do. I wish we weren't attacking each other. But they are contrasting ideas. It does get passionate. Trying to make it clear to the voters that they are the best one to take that mantle to Hillary Clinton.
Obviously, that's the goal. That's what this is all about. But at what cost? You just nodded. And some have said that the Republican Party, in fact, has created this, starting with the Southern strategy under Nixon, you know, allowing a policy of appealing to racism in the South. Do you think that's a fair accusation?
I think in Michigan, our party has done a lot to grow and reach out. We've had an office in Detroit for over 2 years. The Democrats have been nowhere to be seen in Detroit. And I do have a hard time talking to my kids about Hillary Clinton and national security and a private server and why she didn't have to follow the same rules that other people had to follow at the State Department in Benghazi. Those are far more pressing issues in terms of our national security that we should be concerned about.
You also are critical of Hillary Clinton. You think she's grandstanding in Flint.
Well, I think more than anything, in a times of crisis, we should be shedding party labels.
How hard is it to be the head of the Michigan State Party? There are calls for your governor to step down. You had two state senators who had an affair. You had to, you know, ask one to step down. And then, again, the presidential candidate that you have to protect your fifth grader from.
It's been an interesting year to be chair. But in the 5 years that our governor has been the governor of Michigan, we've seen such a turnaround. We've added 420,000 new jobs. Our unemployment's 5%. Detroit, where you are right now, is booming. Businesses are coming back. People are moving back into the city. And that happened because of bipartisan work. It is what we should see across this nation.
There's a former presidential candidate, former governor, who made the call last week for people in your party not to vote for Donald Trump. You've pledged to remain neutral. What if the candidate is the man that your uncle said, please don't vote for?
I'm going to support the candidate that the voters chose. The voters get to choose who's best to represent them.
Your uncle expressed outrage, and other candidates have as well, at the thought of a religious test, which Trump has called for, banning all Muslims from coming into the country. Isn't that just unacceptable to you?
It's for the voters to decide. But yeah, for me, I wouldn't put a religious test. I don't agree with everything each candidate says. I will support our nominee, no matter who it is.
How does the party heal from this? Your uncle was a moderate. He actually created Obamacare before it was Obamacare in the state of Massachusetts. And he was also accused of, and I think confessed a little bit, to tacking more to the right to try to win the presidency.
I can't really speak for my uncle. I'm extremely proud of him. He was the type of leader in Massachusetts that brought people together around tough issues. And he has every right to come out. I'm not surprised that he's passionate about this election, given the care and love that he has for this country. But we're going to come around behind our nominee. My job is to unite everybody, bring everybody back together. Passions are high, but once the dust settles, we know what we have to do. Our purpose will unite us because we are so concerned about the trajectory of this country. Economically, wages are stagnant. People are not getting ahead under this Obama economy. Our national security is in a place where even my kids are concerned about things like ISIS, when they hear about terrorist attacks on American soil. These are things that are being addressed by our candidates, and it's why we know that they are better suited to be in the White House than Hillary Clinton.
Will Michigan make a difference on Tuesday?
Yes. We're a springboard to March 15th.
After March 15th, it's winner take all on the Republican side.
Yeah, on March 15th, you go to winner take all. We're the last big state. We are the largest delegate pot. Going into that, I believe that if you do well in Michigan, that can carry some momentum into those big primary states.
And Michigan has a higher standard on the Republican side. You have to have above 15% to get delegates.
Yes. Oh, above 15% or you do not get any delegates in our state.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Michigan Republican Party Chair Ronna Romney McDaniel in Detroit.